Jarrett. For many Czechs, the communist-era TV series, The 30 Cases of Major Zeman, or Major Zeman as he's known in Czech, still leaves a bad taste, a reminder of some of the uglier excesses of the former regime. The series, largely ideological propaganda, followed the adventures of Zeman, a detective hard at work to uproot subversive and apparently criminal elements opposed to the communist state. For some, a decision by Czech TV to rebroadcast the series a number of years ago still rankles. And although the affair eventually died down, it is now once again threatening to resurface, as a Czech film company has promised to bring Major Zeman out of retirement. Jan Wellinger has the details in today's special.
The name of Major Jan Zeman is certainly a name familiar to most Czechs, not least those who grew up in the period following 1968. For 4 years in the 1970s, the character routinely entered viewers' living rooms, always uncovering a new threat to the communist state. If it wasn't for Major Zeman, some have joked, communism would have ended sooner. But many Czechs with little else to watch led Zeman happily into their homes. Jiří Peňas is a critic who writes for the weekly Týden magazine.
In the 70s, Czech viewers were starved for anything from the crime genre, especially detective stories. There weren't many movies from the West played here at the time, so audiences were grateful each time a revolver was drawn or there was some shooting in a movie. Many were willing to completely ignore the series' overarching ideological construct, pretending it wasn't there. But they also had to pretend to not notice how poorly the series was actually made. Episodes were slow, anticlimactic, often without any of the ingredients any good crime story needs. Namely, this series lacked suspense. If it was suggested at all, it was minimal, sandwiched between endless ideological stuffing.
Above all, says Peňas, Major Zeman was a product of his time, the period that came to be infamously known as the normalization. Following the Soviet-led invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1968 that crushed the Prague Spring reforms, the regime needed new means of propping up its message. And what could be more effective than a long-running TV show?
Zeman served an ideological function, and what was important was reconstructing Czech history in a way useful for the regime. On one level, you could say the series consisted of detective stories, but that was only on the surface. Above all, they are an attack on the country's collective and historic memory. History was falsified. The show created a version of Czechoslovakia after 1945, constantly under threat. Countless saboteurs, revanchist Germans, the church, as well as a slew of traitors who were little more than imperialist tools.
And perhaps one of the most chilling elements was the series' ability to distort, for example, information about supposedly real people then opposed to the regime.
Dissidents and opponents of the regime were portrayed in absolutely negative colours. They were crooks. And these characters were made to somehow evoke a number of real people at the time. Not the same, but reminding viewers of, say, Václav Havel, or writer Pavel Kohout, or others. They were only alluded to and were never named, and of course they were caricatures. But these people were living, and they couldn't defend themselves at all. One example for all was one episode in which members of the Czech underground movement hijack a plane. The producers matched terrorism with the underground music scene, evoking the band, the Plastic People of the Universe, whose trial sparked the Charter 77 human rights movement. Ordinary people watching at the time, with little information, perhaps thought, yeah, they really are criminals.
So the million-dollar question is, why would anyone want to bring Major Zeman back? After 1989, the character seemed truly destined for the proverbial dustbin, at most the subject of study for history papers or film dissertations. But a film company, apparently hoping to cash in on the Zeman name, is determined to reinvent the character with a completely unfamiliar twist. Producer Pavel Dvořák of Idefia Films.
We are planning for the picture to hit the cinemas in the spring of 2007, and I have to stress, it will be a somewhat different Zeman than audiences will remember. Sure, it's Major Zeman returns, but thematically it's different. It'll be the same actor, Vladimir Brabets, who has expressed enthusiasm, but this character is different. He'll actually team up with a female character from the CIA to help thwart a terrorist attack during a Prague NATO summit. The film is in no way connected to former communist ideology. The Zeman name is just a brand.
Some people consider the strategy ridiculous, others immoral. Still others think it might just work. Critic Jiří Peňas again.
Major Zeman is starting to grow akin to a kind of folklore. The series is even viewed with humor through a retro lens. Some people, for example, know the lines by heart. Some watch the series for moments that border on parody or are in and of themselves bizarre. But of course, the series continues to provoke all those who suffered under the former regime, as well as those with a higher respect for the truth.
Čestmír Čejka of the Association for Political Prisoners says the character of Major Zeman was far too associated with the former regime to ever undergo a major change.
I think it's a most unfortunate idea. There's not much you can change on the series today. It was perfectly produced state propaganda, which manipulated the masses. You can't correct past wrongs like that, especially considering the crimes of an organization like the Czech STB, the communist-era secret police.
But producer Pavel Dvořák disagrees and says the new project will have to be judged on its merits.
What's wrong with reinventing Major Zeman today? Our story is about an older detective who wants to shed light on earlier events.
Interestingly, Major Zeman's return is being planned just as the latest installment of the Bond series is being filmed in Prague.
James Bond.
Zeman, on the opposite side of the ideological fence, has sometimes been compared to the suave but deadly British spy.
I would hesitate to call him the Czech James Bond. The comparison is not fair to either character. Zeman's positive traits, and he had to have some for people to watch for 30 episodes, were actually very Czech. He was always reliable, had strong family ties, and was a concerned father. But he was certainly no action hero, flying around or leaping from helicopters. Zeman was a socialist ideal, and he had no weaknesses, whereas Bond does.
At a press conference last week for the upcoming Casino Royale, the film's director, Martin Campbell, promised the film would show the formative roots of James Bond. By comparison with Major Zeman, Czech producers want to do the opposite, to invent a man who never was, while cashing in on the Zeman name.
And that was Jan Wellinger, and that's all from